Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You are now listening to Chuck Talk, hosted by me, Charlie, my best friend and co-host, Zach. I'm not going to ask how you're doing.
Well,
I don't know how you really feel. I know I've been bantering in the group chat all day, but Stephon Diggs is no longer a Buffalo Bill.
Right, and so, you know, as you can see by the title, you know, it's did the Buffalo Bills make the right decision in trading Stephon Diggs? So we're going to talk about that. First, I'll just say how I saw it. I was at work. I got out of a meeting. I usually call my dad at work, like, you know, around lunchtime every day just to say what's up. I looked down at my phone to go call him. It pops up right as I unlock my phone, like the incredible timing, like pops up fresh. And I'm like, that's fake. It's fake. That's a fake account. Like, what am I reading?
April Fool's was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I was thinking, I second guessed it. I was like, that's not real. I opened it up. I'm like, what? Like that. And then I called my dad and talked about it, but I didn't know what it was. And it was crazy. So, but yeah, so it was interesting for me. I thought about it, and I'm very rational, and like, I'm very moneyball oriented is like how I would word it. And I don't know, people like think that's corny, but if there, I would say if there's anyone that's like embodies the definition of moneyball or how they act or think, that's like me. So I really understand like how this could be done. So first we'll go into the trade. It was Diggs to the Texans. We got a second round pick in return. We, the Bills.
Next year.
Yeah. We'll get into that. I got a whole, I talked about this at work for like an hour. So I got a whole spiel. Anyway, gave us a second. Next year, we gave them Stephon Diggs, them as in Texans. And I think it was a fifth and a sixth. And I think the sixth is this year, fifth is next year. I think it's that right?
This year.
No. There's one of each year. I don't know which one's which.
This, what I'm reading right now, it says both 2024, fifth and sixth.
Okay, I didn't read that. I read one and one, but it doesn't really matter. It's like just sweet pot sweeteners. They're probably trying to get the deal closer to a different value or something stupid. I can go into what I like about the trade and what I don't. So this is the breakdown. Okay, this is just, did they make the right decision? I'm gonna break it out. I'm gonna break it down for you. You already have a predetermined answer, Charles. So I know you're gonna say whatever I say.
I see some of it's trolling. But I also see it from the other side.
Just wait, hear me out. Let me lay all the cards on the table, all the reasons they could have done it, why they could have done it. And you're going to tell me your answer, and the audience can form their own opinion. So basically, my personal opinion on why they would have done this, I don't think it has anything to do with a locker room cancer stuff that they're trying to say. And you might be a hot take. I think that's the dumbest thing people ever try to push on the team. I think he has had his moments. Cryptic, whatever, but you know, you can read people, Charles, and I don't know if you agree with this. Brandon Bean went to a press conference, and the way that he approached how they talked about it, how they went about the trade, it never really seemed like it was he was pushing for a trade or he wanted out so bad they were desperate or whatever people are trying to say. I think that for my first reason, this is the reason why I'll just get into it. I think that they're looking at it from a moneyball perspective. We have a 30-year-old receiver. We have who has a $30 million cap hit the next 3 years, 4 years on his contract, right? We know that he's going to tail off in regress as all receivers do past 30. We know this. We also know this is a generational wide receiver draft. We could probably, if we trust our drafting and our scouts, get somebody in the draft, wide receiver, who is as good, if not better than Diggs, or at the very least 80% of production that he's providing to us at this very moment. And we pay him a fraction of the price. That's the moneyball mentality. We can get a second round pick. Yes, we have to eat the dead cap, but we get basically the same thing, if not better, there's a chance it could be better for a fraction of the price. When we and a team that desperately needs cap space, I think it just is the correct decision. Does that make sense? That's my reason A. Now, what I don't like about the trade is these two things. I hate that it's a 2025 pick. Because if they want to trade up in this draft now to grab a receiver even higher, let's say, and they have to give up a lot to do that, getting a 2025 pick is really bad because, as you know, GMs value year later picks less now than they would current year picks naturally. So it's fine if you're going to keep it because it is a Vikings pick. And there's a lot of question marks with the, you know, QB they jack. Let's say they get JJ McCarthy and he's terrible. Then they might be bad. So it might be a pretty good second round pick. But obviously getting it next year indicates how like it just basically is like getting a third for him and giving up a fifth and a sixth. So it's like the value is like, I don't know. That bothers me. The second thing that bothers me is the fact that they're eating $31 million in dead cap space this year. Yes, they're freeing up $28 million next year, which is going to be amazing to a team that needs cap space. So there's a really long-term vision here, and I love the long-term vision because you're thinking, okay, we get this wide receiver one on a rookie contract. If he pans out, risky, of course, we don't have to worry about a wide receiver one for 4 years. And we can use that $28 million to bolster up everything else that this team needs with the Von Miller contract going away shortly as well. So I think there's a very big vision there that they can use to rebuild this team and rejuvenize the roster that was once aging. But obviously, it's going to take a really good GM job to do that. So I like that aspect of it, but I absolutely hate the fact that it's a 2025 pick. And I really don't like that we didn't work out something where we're not paying part of the cap. I think that would have been, if we could have got the same deal, but they took $15 million of the cap, I would have been ecstatic. So those are my two things I don't really like, but overall, I feel like I'm cool with it. Like I know it's Diggs and it's like all the sentimental stuff. When you're looking at it from a business perspective, I think it makes a lot of sense, personally, especially considering the draft that we have on hand here.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I've looked at it two different ways. Obviously, one is me trolling, and two is obviously the part of me that wants to be like a sports broadcaster, analyst, whatever. Make God, if that ever happens, great. Zach, honestly, do you think that the Bills went to Josh Allen and asked him, hey, is it okay if we trade Diggs? Because I don't think they would have gone behind his back.
They did. If you didn't watch the Brandon Bean presser, he said that pretty much that exact statement.
Okay, so do you think Josh Allen would just say, hey, yeah, I'm going to get rid of Stephon Diggs to try to... Because they obviously
really
have
him an option.
You have to rebuild their chemistry.
I think it was more of Brandon Bean says, hey, Josh, I don't want to blindside you with this trade. We're going to go ahead and trade Diggs. I already talked to him. I'm just letting you know. I don't think they really were like, I don't think he's giving a choice if he wants to do it or not. I'm sure they explained to him the reasoning, and I'm very certain the reasoning is like cap space related. And I'm sure Josh understood, but maybe wasn't happy, or maybe he's just trusting the process and just hoping they replace him. But I don't think they really gave him a choice as far as like vetoing it. I mean, I'm sure if he was really adamant, he could have, but I don't think that's how it went down.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will be honest. I know I feel like I've been saying this for a while that Diggs was going to be traded or something was going to happen. Just, I mean, every wide receiver one has that attitude problem, which I do think you agree. Diggs does have an attitude problem.
Yes. I think he can, but I think it's way overblown. I think
even after his tweet from yesterday,
that was probably the most insane tweet he's ever had as a Bill. But
his last tweet as a Bill too.
Yeah, and I said if I would have saw that, I told my coworkers this. If I would have saw that a few days ago, I might have been waiting for this trade because that was one of the only ones I was like, that's kind of crazy. But no, I think he's always been pretty good guy, and I think it's a little overblown. I think the last couple of years he's been frustrated, and you know, that is what it is. But I don't think people are like are comparing him to like AB, and it's like I don't think he's really a locker room problem per se. I just think that he really wants to win and he doesn't really know how to express it sometimes.
Yeah.
So
do you wish you would have waited for this trade to happen after June 1st? Obviously the draft would have been long gone. Free agency would have been gone.
Okay. So in the moment my answer is yes.
Okay.
But like sorry, my answer is no. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said yes. I'm going to say why I would say yes in a second. I would rather them do it now if they have a plan to use that pick for something trading up, if that makes sense. So I guess my answer is yes and no. Like, it depends what they do with that pick. That would change my answer. Like, if they're not going to trade up and draft the wide receiver, then there was no point of doing it to me, unless they felt like they couldn't get any value after June 1st. And then I understand that. But I would have rather them wait till after June 1st. Sorry, I'm being confusing. I would have rather them done that. But my whole perception on that can change depending on who they draft with that pick or if they use it. And Brandon Bean is very cryptic in his conference. I don't know if you saw it. I guess you haven't because you didn't know the other part. He basically said, "You guys are overreacting. We haven't even done the draft yet." And I'm like, that boy has a plan.
Well, you hope he has a plan.
No, I'm saying he has got something up his sleeve for the draft. Like, I think he's trading up and he's going to go get one of the top five guys. I personally believe that. For me, it's like, I don't really care who they get. I think they just need to get somebody good. Like, they just need to hit.
See, my biggest concern is, you know, leapfrogging the Jets and getting the Bears number nine pick, ninth overall.
I think it's very likely.
And stealing Roma Dunes.
I think it's very likely. I think we try to go for Nabbers if we can.
Nabbers.
I think depending on where he falls is going to change that. And then that'll be a backup plan. And if we don't like anything, then I like the idea personally of even trading back and taking Leggett round two and getting more picks for two chances at a day two wide receiver. Let's say you get Leggett and then you try another guy too with the pick you traded back with. Get two options. I think that's a great idea personally because the draft is so deep at wide receiver. I think that would be a play that you could really only do in this draft.
Yeah.
Like, I even like Keon Coleman.
I don't know. I mean, I do too. What would you like the idea of going and signing Odell Beckham?
He's not going to solve a wide receiver one issue. I think it's good depth, but we need an outside receiver that's a number one, and I think he needs to be a jump ball receiver / number one receiver all around. And I think there's only really a couple options for that in the draft, and one of them is Marvin Harrison Jr., which isn't going to happen.
Yeah, not realistic.
And I think the only other one that I can personally think of on the top of my head is Xavier Leggett, which I think that's the backup plan for them. I think that'd be a great fit. I think he has 4.3 speed, and he's a jump ball receiver.
I think Keon Coleman would be the perfect Gabe Davis replacement.
Yeah, I love him.
I mean, obviously, you're just going to go back to using, I believe, what is it? I forget what personnel it's called, but obviously one this just means Kincaid's just going to move more adapt into that wide receiver three role.
He's going to be more of he's going to be like a slot hybrid. It's going to be Shakir is your two / slot, and then he's going to share the slot role, I think, with
Curtis Samuel.
With Kincaid. And I think Curtis Samuel is going to have more of a gadget role like McKenzie, but on steroids. And then you're gonna have to go draft this guy to be the number one jump ball / outside receiver. So we'll see. I really like Keon Coleman a lot. I think that his draft stock has fallen a lot because of his 40 time. But I hope people understand that all the top receivers in the league, for the most part, have like 4.5 speed. It's not about top speed. It's about game speed. And I think that people are overreacting to that. And I hope it pans out.
Yeah, and another thing, again, if the Bills don't trade up, you also have to think, for example, Stephon Diggs, CD Lamb, Justin Jefferson, all those wide receivers. No, I know. Let me finish. All those receivers, I believe, went in between picks 18 and picks 26.
Right. Exactly.
So I know I've been saying you're more than likely not going to get a generational guy, but you always see one of those fall. Obviously, I don't think Marvin Harrison ain't going to fall. Malik Nabers is not going to fall, and Romo Dunes is probably not going to fall past the Jets unless we go Brock Bowers at 10. But, yeah, I think an initial thought to this trade, though, Zach, I said we start wrapping it up, is on paper, you're like, the Bills lost this. But for me being a football fan, not a Jets fan, I think this is a good move on all sides.
Yeah, I think it had to be done. But yeah, Diggs, don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
I mean, Diggs never really – yes, Diggs had some really great years, but he never helped get y'all over the hump. And I feel like this is almost like a changing of the guards in Buffalo, which was gonna need to happen within the next year anyways, because like you said, he's 30. I personally have been saying all year, I think he's been falling off. His numbers have dropped. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea. I think they're trying to plan for the future as best they can while trying to juggle the idea that they need to stay competitive now. And I think this move makes a lot of sense.
So before this move, what did you want the Bills to draft?
I still
A
wanted a
safety?
receiver. I still wanted a receiver.
Okay.
It didn't change anything. I would have been okay with the safety though. I was open to more options. But it's more of like, this team is going to need a wide receiver eventually, and this is a generational wide receiver draft. You can't really pass it up. You have to do it.
Zach, and one more thing. This is not Bills related. It's more Texans side related. Do the Texans have the best wide receiver trio in the NFL?
I'd say they have a top three. I guess we should talk about the Texans too, really. I mean, I think they're doing a fantastic job of utilizing rookie contract to its fullest potential to keep a window open. I think it is masterful work. They're using all the money that they have
Yeah,
saved by not paying CJ Stroud, and they've put together a hell of a team. And I think that is something that I don't think has gone unnoticed, but I think it's applause all around.
And a lot of it is drafting too. I mean, drafted Nico Collins, drafted Tank Dell. Obviously, they signed Joe Mixon. It's really impressive what they've done. I mean, it's almost like a carbon copy of what the Bills did. Because didn't they go out? Was it second or third year they went and traded for Diggs?
Yeah, but it's different because Allen didn't break out until year three,
Yeah.
and Stroud broke out year one. So they're getting the benefit of
Knowing.
having the star right away. But it's similar. I would say it's more similar to the Eagles with Hurts.
Yeah, getting AJ Brown.
Because he was
Yeah,
a break
no.
not breakout, but he was pretty good year two.
No, it's interesting. I mean, as a Jets fan, I love it, even though I mean, I really can't say Sauce Gardner owned Diggs because they never went one-on-one with each other.
Really,
So.
I do remember my third point of why I didn't like the trade. You just reminded me, and it kind of goes into what you're saying. I also don't like that they kept them in the AFC.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
That was one of my first thoughts
Yeah, I thought that was
about it.
a little dumb, but I had imagined that was probably the best offer, or really the only offer.
God, Zach, you know what this means, right? Our teams are going to disappoint us. We're going to have a Texans Chiefs AFC Championship, and we're going to see Stefon Diggs on the sideline watching the confetti fall again.
That'd be poetic and hilarious.
Oh,
Yeah, like the bro switched uniforms and still hasn't left. That'd be the best.
oh,
That'd be the best meme potential, I think, of like the recent history.
you already know that's going to be everywhere if that happens. Or even if they just lose them in the playoffs.
Yeah. Oh, if they make the playoffs and the Texans lose it all, it might happen.
Yeah.
So,
So.
I think the Bills play the Texans this year, though.
Zach, over under week 6.5. Okay. First dramatic tweet by Stefon Diggs.
I might even get well. I'm gonna give it dramatic as far as in connotations of the Bills. I'll give it a few days, but in retrospect to his team, I don't know. He didn't really give us any weird tweets till after year one. I'm gonna go over.
Okay, I'm taking the, I'm smashing the under.
It's tricky though.
You,
Is it's it can't be it's it can't it's gotta be about the Texans, not the Bills.
we might get it at OTAs, honestly.
I was going to say he might not even make it to camp, but I'm like, no, that's just me trolling.
But yeah, I mean that's all I have. Just a little, I mean it's a little late to the reaction. I mean we're just gonna go up right away. Why not? So,
Yeah, I also, just to close out, I also just on the topic of the memes, I've never been on the side of it. I think these memes are hilarious. Like, because usually it's all everyone just talking trash about Josh Allen. He's nowhere interception. Getting carried by Diggs. But as soon as he got traded, everyone's just on Josh's side, just like roasting the fact that he has no receivers. And it's like, it's hilarious to me. I love it. Like, I'm actually loving it. It's making it
yeah.
better. I've
Welcome to this
never
side of the
had like
river.
positive memes Josh Allen's way, and I'm having fun with it.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chuck Talk. First football episode in a month and a half. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, over emergency episode.
2 months. Almost 2 months on the dot. Gonna look out for more football episodes coming very soon. Obviously, draft coming up, OTAs, and then the season. Schedule should be dropping in 2 months, month and a half. So, yeah. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chuck Talk. Download, share it, and listen. Yeah, thank you, and God bless.